Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Gina, and this is a self-help show. And on today's episode, I'm literally just carrying over the discussion from the previous episode where I was speaking about, you know, distractions and, you know, trying to stay in the present, and then talking about, you know, the painful things that happen and how you can kind of heal with that. So kind of brings us to an interesting topic, because I'm talking about the role of time in healing. Very, very important. So this topic focuses on how it's very important to heal and to address emotional pain, any physical injuries, any psychological trauma. It's very important to understand how time alone does not heal all of these wounds. Because I know there is that famous statement that says, time will heal, time will heal, only time will heal. But to be honest with you, not only time does the healing. Again, if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, it's based on my experiences, little bit of research, and my opinions. And I'm being very blunt with you here that time alone does not heal the wounds. Like, you have to do something. You have to allow yourself to grow within that period. So if it's emotional pain or psychological trauma, there is something that you learn from it. That's where the growth part comes in. And then there's something that you reflect, be it somebody did you wrong, or it's time for you to be accountable, because sometimes we, by a greater deal, contribute to our own pain. We contribute to our own trauma. We contribute to our own suffering. So you need space to grow and learn. You need space to reflect. Then you need space to recover. Okay, so the role of time in healing. Time does play a crucial. It plays a crucial role. However, it's not completely dependent on time. So, for example, if you're hurt, like physically, right? Your body does take time to repair and recover from those injuries, and it's a gradual process. It takes time, because your body will regrow new cells, and then they will replace those broken ones, and then you become whole again. But you will still have that scar wherever you're hurt or wherever you're injured. Now, it's completely different when it comes to emotional pain, because with emotional pain, you need to allow yourself some time for introspection. This helps you process the emotions. It helps you gain insights on the pain, and that will facilitate your healing. So you need to understand yourself. And this kind of takes us back to chapter 6, where I was talking about emotional intelligence. Having to understand how you truly feel from deep within, because nobody is going to feel for you. You have to feel for yourself. Okay? Then you need to recognize the stages of healing. So there's the shock moment or the shock factor. Then you have the acceptance period. And then you have the growth. I think I will explain these deep into like explaining those thoroughly. But I'm just talking about the healing process in general. Be patient. Be patient with yourself. And you have to stay committed to the healing. You need to allow time to rebuild trust. Especially when it comes to emotional wounds, you still have to rebuild trust, because you cannot move in life without trusting. You will miss on a whole lot of opportunities that you would think you know, you can't trust. But those opportunities are actually the next step for you to elevate. So you have to trust whether you like it or not. Then also take time for self-care. Very important. And be soft, you know, to yourself, especially when you're experiencing past trauma. Be soft to yourself and also have people that you can talk to. It can be friends, it can be a community, it can be anybody that supports you in your healing journey. One thing about emotions or emotional pain is you have to process those emotions. You have to understand and accept yourself. And as time goes, you will start realizing, you know, you could have played a role in whatever that happened. And if you didn't, just forgive. Just forgive. That's literally one of the best ways to grow. Just forgive. And you are the better person. Then, yeah, like you also have to adjust to how you kind of handle situations, because you don't want to now find yourself in the same boat over and over again. You have to adjust, you have to cope, and you have to restore balance of your emotional states or psychological, if you faced psychological trauma. You really have to move from the chaos of it all, of the pain, of the anger, of the heartbrokenness, and move from the chaos to stability. Spend some time just understanding yourself and create a routine to live past that, because that's your new life now. Like, you have to find a new sense of normal. Because most of those things, especially when your emotions are disrupted, it disrupts your well-being. It affects you physically. But you cannot stay in that rut, right? You have to come out of it and you have to embrace a new normal. So establish new routines. It's a fresh start for you. So now I kind of wanted to speak about the phases of healing so that you understand exactly how it works. And if you are suffering through whatever pain or trauma, could be emotional pain, psychological trauma, go back to when you had the shock and the denial, process how you felt or process how you feel, then allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to feel. If you have to cry, cry, let it all out. If you're angry, let it all out. Those are normal feelings. And you cannot keep them bottled up. You have to express them. If you want to maybe take a walk, take a walk. If you want to go into the forest and yell, go and do that. If you, like for me, I have this, you know, those punching bags at the gym. I kick the life out of those punching bags. And it kind of helps me release the anger or the pain or the grief. Then after that, you need to reflect on what has happened. And you need to grow and learn from it. So I'm going to repeat this again. You have to be accountable. You have to see the role you played in your heart being broken and forgive yourself for that. And if you are completely 100% the victim, then just forgive and be the what? The bigger person. All right. After that, then you accept. Over time, you even forget it. Yes, it's difficult, but like you have to accept the circumstances and you have to make a significant turning point. Like I said, a new start. So you can do something to help you start afresh and then you rebuild from that and then you keep growing and then you celebrate the progress and you thank yourself. You really have to thank yourself. So how? Therapy. Try some coping mechanisms. Do therapy. Journal. Support groups. Mindfulness and meditation. Exercise. Eat healthy. Draw or paint or sing or dance. Those are therapeutic activities that facilitate emotional release. And that helps you with healing. And then above all, have self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, okay?